is For Your Health, a production of SLU Care Physician Group, the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
SLU Care cardiothoracic surgeons offer some of the most advanced treatments available in St. Louis for heart and lung diseases. My guest today is Dr. Melanie Edwards. She's a thoracic surgeon who specializes in minimally invasive thoracic surgery, lung and esophageal cancer surgery, and surgery for reflux disease. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. Tell us, how has thoracic surgery changed and advanced over the years?
Well, I think it is an exciting time to be a thoracic surgeon. We have had significant advances in our surgical approaches to most of the diseases that we treat. Instead of doing the traditional approach with larger incisions, we've moved more to minimally invasive approaches, which means we use smaller incisions, but we do the same operation so that the ultimate outcomes are the same for the patient, with the advantage of shorter hospital stays, less pain, and fewer complications.
Tell us about VATS procedures. This is something pretty new. People have a lot of questions about what these video-assisted thoracic surgeries involve. Tell us about them.
Yes. The video-assisted thoracic surgery procedures, also known as VATS, is just a way to describe another approach to doing thoracic surgery. We use small incisions and a telescope on a monitor, so this is done similar to laparoscopic surgery, for example, in the abdomen. And we're able to do almost all procedures that we do with open incisions through this approach. But it doesn't describe a specific operation, it describes the approach. So for example, I would do a VATS lobectomy, which is a standard cancer operation done for lung cancer, or I would do a VATS thymectomy, which means I'm removing the thymus, which is a gland just behind the breastbone that can be involved in either tumors or myasthenia gravis.
So how do you do that? So you use the video assist.
Yeah, so we make small incisions in between the rib cage, and then we put a five millimeter scope, and I'm able to see everything in the chest, and it's actually a better view than I get with an open procedure sometimes because things are magnified. I can move the scope in and out so I can see the structures very well, and I am able to perform the dissections and treat whatever disease needs to be treated.
That's really amazing. And are you doing this robotically as well as the video assist?
I'm actually not, and that's an interesting discussion. Robotic approaches are becoming more common. The robot is a very similar approach in that you're using small incisions. So at the end of the day, the incisions are going to be the same. They're not going to be any larger, and the outcomes for the patient are going to be the same.
So what kind of other procedures are you doing as a cardiothoracic surgeon? What can people look to come to SLU Care for these kinds of procedures?
I also do operations on the esophagus. I treat reflux disease. I treat patients with large hiatal hernias. I treat patients with swallowing disorders or cysts that may develop from the esophagus or inside the chest. So in spite of the fact that we talked about lung and esophagus, there are actually a wide range of procedures and disorders that I can treat with these approaches.
Where lung cancer is concerned, devastating diagnosis, someone gets this diagnosis, it's clearly very scary. What do you tell them to ease their fears about any surgery that they're going to need?
Well, the good news is that with the VATS lobectomy approach or minimally invasive approach, we're able to offer patients surgery who sometimes would otherwise not be surgical candidates because their lung function may not be as good or maybe a little bit less than normal. And we've shown, or in looking at results from series that have been done, the lobectomy patients with the VATS approach actually have fewer complications. So those patients have the opportunity to have surgery where they might not have before. Some of the elderly patients, too, who may not have been deemed strong enough to undergo a big incision, actually do quite well with the thoracoscopic approach.
What is that thoracoscopic approach as far as recovery for the patient? What can they look at as far as life outcomes, activity, resuming activity, and how long are they recovering?
So the recovery, the time in the hospital varies, but it's an average of one day shorter than our typical approaches. So patients can go home in anywhere from 3 to 5 days. They have no activity restrictions, which is a change because they don't have very large incisions that need to heal. The chest hasn't been, the ribs have not been spread. They are sore. There is some pain, but it is less than with the other approaches. Most people are tired and sore for a few weeks after surgery, but they recover quickly back to their baseline activity.
And Dr. Edwards, you perform laparoscopic surgery for gastroesophageal reflux disease. This is so common, GERD, these days. What kind of surgery is required when somebody has pretty severe GERD?
What we commonly do is called a fundoplication, which is wrapping the stomach around the bottom of the esophagus to recreate the valve that becomes loosened that allows for the reflux of gastric contents into the esophagus. With the advent of newer generation proton pump inhibitors, most people are actually well controlled with medication, but there's a subset of patients for whom medication is either not tolerated or doesn't work, or there are patients who have symptoms and they have a large hiatal hernia, and those are patients who get referred for the fundoplication procedures.
You know, that's something that we're just really hearing more about. And along with that, Dr. Edwards, we're also hearing about Barrett's syndrome and these other sort of esophageal things that we've never heard about before.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that even though Barrett's esophagus is a precancerous lesion, the number of patients who actually progress to esophageal cancer is small. The second thing is our gastroenterologists are very good at screening patients and following them. So if you have a diagnosis of Barrett esophagus, then you should do close follow-up with a gastroenterologist for endoscopies at specified intervals to continue to monitor that. But if we find it and follow it, the progression can be caught early if it is going to happen.
Do you have some advice for people suffering with GERD so that they don't have to come and have surgery?
I would say the most important thing is modify as many lifestyle factors as you can. Weight loss is important, and it's very difficult to do, but it does make a difference. Maintaining your medication schedules. There are ways to take proton pump inhibitors that can maximize their benefit. So those are the two main things that I would say would allow people to not have to progress to surgery.
And Dr. Edwards, in just the last minute and a half that we have left, tell people why they should come to SLU Care for their cardiothoracic care.
Well, I think we offer a very comprehensive approach to every thoracic disease that patients will present with. We offer state-of-the-art minimally invasive approaches, and we also have a very well-integrated multidisciplinary team of pulmonologists, gastroenterologists, and surgeons who can handle essentially any condition that patients may come in with.
Thank you so much. You're listening to For Your Health with the physicians of St. Louis University, SLU Care Physician Group. SLU Care is the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. For more information, you can go to slucare.edu. That's slucare.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.